Ciao a tutti! Le due ragazze pazze sono tornate per una nuova puntata di Italian Talk for Lovers of the Language. I am Melissa, la studentessa Mata, the crazy language student, and I'm coming to you from San Francisco in California, where you can find me when I'm not traveling in Italy. Through the Studentessa Mata initiative, I promote the study of the Italian language and culture. The Mata Initiative now also organizes and co-leads language and cultural immersion trips for those who want to use their Italian language in a meaningful and fun way in Italia. Coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada, is my very good friend and anima gemella, or as we say in English, my kindred spirit, Cher Hale of the Iceberg Project. I say kindred spirit because we have very similar views of how learning Italian can help you dive beneath the surface and really experience Italy in a lovely and profound way.
Ciao amanti della lingua italiana. I'm Cher of the Iceberg Project, where I teach people how to charm Italians in their own language. As Melissa mentioned, it's my mission to dive deeper into the culture through the language so you can experience an Italy that everyday tourists only hear about. Plus, I'm all about helping upper intermediate learners get over the language learning wall that inevitably hits at some point in the process. Today we're talking about Carnevale and how the Italians prepare for and celebrate this famous holiday that has origins in the city of Venezia.
Il Carnevale è un festival annuale a Venezia e altre famose città italiane come Viareggio in Liguria, Cento nella provincia di Ferrara e Puntignano in Puglia.
Translated, this means that the Carnival of Venice is an annual festival held in Venice and other famous cities like Viareggio in Liguria, Cento in the province of Ferrara, and Puntignano in Puglia. Carnevale ends with the Christian celebration of Lent, 40 days before Easter, on Shrove Tuesday, the day before Ash Wednesday.
Come gli italiani si preparano per 40 giorni di sacrificio? How do Italians prepare for 40 days of sacrifice? Boh! They first throw a party that lasts for days, even weeks. This is a time of self-indulgence, and people toss their inhibitions to the wind. It is a time when you are allowed to do something unusual or out of character. There is that famous Italian expression that goes like this, ogni scherzo adesso vale, which means, at Carnival, anything goes.
Yes, absolutely. Carnevale is a crazy time before Lent begins, where people go a little bit wild. They dress up and attend parties and cut loose before settling down and observing Lent in the period of fasting. The word Carnevale comes from the stem, well, the term, carne lavare, since eating meat was restricted as a penance while preparing for Easter. The celebration itself has roots in an ancient pagan celebration like Saturnalia or Lupercalia.
For centuries during this period of the year, there have been fantastic parades, elaborate parties, and sumptuous masquerade balls to celebrate Carnevale. In fact, Venice is especially famous for having popularized the tradition of wearing masks, le maschere, and for the parties in which people dress up in costumi di fantasia, creative costumes. They throw coriandoli, which translate into English as confetti, and they play pranks on one another, fare gli scherzi, make jokes, or prendere in giro qualcuno, to tease someone. This is a great phrase. Quite literally, it translates to mean to take someone for a ride, or another way to think about it, to turn someone around and around and around until they're so dizzy they can't think straight.
No, and I love that expression. It's one of my favorites. But speaking of Venice and Carnevale, have you ever actually been to Venice for Carnevale?
I haven't been to Venice for Carnevale, but I spent some time there last April with a group, and so I feel like I've got to know the city pretty well. And everywhere you go, even not during the season of Carnevale, they have masks for sale, and the vetrina, the windows, are filled with the costumes, and it's just so much fun to see.
Do you think that Carnevale is still like a very traditional Italian holiday?
Well, I think it's become quite popular worldwide, but for the actual Venetians who live in Venice, it's starting to become a little annoying, and it's taken on, they don't feel that it is quite the, it doesn't have the same significance as it used to have. And actually, I talking to some friends in Venice, they prefer the holiday called the Festa della Salute, which is a more pure Venetian holiday. And at that time, it's the Church of the della Salute is across the city of Venezia, and it's on the island of La Giudecca. And during this time, it's amazing. All the boats come in to fill in that whole area between the island and the main city. And they build a pontoon boat or pontoon bridge. And you can actually walk across the canal to reach the church. And people come out in their boats and they have these little picnics and they stay out there under the stars. And for them, for the true Venetians, this is something that is more Venetian to them. Whereas Carnevale is just kind of losing its significance because of all the tourism that is associated with it now.
Losing its appeal, I see.
Yeah.
And I guess also in the other towns, just like we mentioned, Viareggio, Cento, and Putignano, they also make these wonderful over-the-top floats, acari, which are adorned with elaborate displays and huge figurines made of cartapesta, papier-mâché. And oftentimes, this is an opportunity for Italians to poke fun at political leaders, and they make these things with like bizarre oversized heads, pointing out the most recent political scandals. And Melissa will have some on her website as well, just pictures of these floats, because they're hilarious.
Yeah, so this just indicates that Carnevale is just not celebrated in the city of Venezia. It's celebrated up and down the boot, and there are other festivities going on with these floats. They're just amazing. The colors are just really, really fun and outrageous. So it's an indulgent time of year. Che bel divertimento. Well, let's get our own Carnival party started. Here's what we are going to be discussing in this podcast.
As we always like to do, we put together some vocabulario for you that has to do with Carnevale.
We will also be talking about how the Italians celebrate Carnevale, and we will hear from Francesco Zanchi, our first Italian guest speaker, a professional tour guide born and raised in Venezia, who will describe to us what it is like to be in Venice during Carnevale.
We'll also discuss the Venetian tradition of mask making and share some interesting festivities, parties, pageants, and competitions, also called gli spettacoli, le manifestazioni, e i concorsi, that you might not know take place in Venezia during this crazy party time.
We'll also have the opportunity to listen to a message sent to us from Martina Pugliese, a friend who lives near Rome and who is finishing her doctorate in the physics of languages at the University of Sapienza. She recalls for us a favorite personal childhood memory that she has that has to do with Carnevale.
And mushrooms. So let's dive right in. Tuffiamo nell'argomento di Carnevale.
Well, this year Carnevale began on February 15th. The festival started with a big boat pageant down the Grand Canale, and the pictures on Facebook and on the internet were just so much fun to see. You can just imagine how much fun it would be to be a part of that big procession of boats and flags and colors floating down the canals of Venezia. I don't know about you, but I find Carnevale to be very romantic. I adore all the beautiful period costumes and the artistic masks. In fact, I'm quite un amante di maschere and have an extensive collection of them on my wall in my office that I picked up during my travels to Venezia. I even, for this podcast, I'm wearing my orecchini, little earrings in the shape of little masks, which I love. There's something quite beautiful in the craftsmanship, the colors, and the baroque details of the masks. Each one is like a mini piece of art.
I absolutely agree. They're amazing. When I was there, I saw half masks and the masks with like the long noses, with feathers, and with even with jewels. And when you think about Carnevale and hiding behind a mask, don't you think it's kind of dangerous? Like, you can change your personality and become someone affascinante or fascinating.
That's true. I think that is one of the biggest appeals of the mask, at least for me. Who is really behind the decorative facade? Some mysterious stranger that can strip you off your feet and into some romantic adventure. It's endless what could happen. The art of mask making really took off in Venezia and became quite an important business, so much so that the Venetian mask makers enjoyed a special position in society. They even had their own laws and their own guild. Yeah, and some argue that covering the face in public was a uniquely Venetian response to one of the most rigid class hierarchies in European history. It seems that wearing that mask leveled the playing field and making everyone equals during this time of parties and, well, yes, even debauchery. And behind a mask, your alter ego could come out and play and there wouldn't be any repercussions, at least during this time. Yeah,
And there's still a wide variety of stili di maschere, styles of masks. Some of the best known ones are based on the characters from La Commedia dell'arte, a type of theater begun in the 16th century with characters such as the demure beauty Colombina, who wears a delicate half mask, and Arlecchino, Harlequin, the comic servant whose mask is black, but who wears a colorfully patterned outfit with squares of colors, and Pantalone, who wears a mask with a pronounced nose.
Yeah, and another popular Venetian mask is the Bauta mask, and that's spelled B-A-U-T-A. The Bauta is often a heavily gilded, but originally was just painted a simple stark white. It is designed to cover the entire face. And the mask is a bit disturbing, inquietante. It is characterized by an over-prominent nose and a projecting chin line, but no mouth. It's really very eerie, actually. And the mask's beak-like chin is designed to enable the wearer to talk, eat, and drink without having to take the mask off, thereby preserving his identity. The Bauta was often accompanied by a flowing red or black cape and that tricorn hat.
There are also those masks that are really odd, but strangely beautiful, with the long bird beaks that actually served a purpose in the Middle Ages. So apparently, these masks were worn by doctors and physicians, and contained like herbs in the nose cavity as a means to protect the physicians from their plagued, riddled patients.
Ooh, that's interesting. Yeah, I don't know if that really would protect you from the plague, but it's a good try. Well, one thing for sure, you can never tell who's hiding behind that mask. Quizá, you might find yourself dancing down the streets of Venice, or the Calle, I should say, in the arms of the Casanova and not even know it.
That's absolutely right. I think it would be, like, equal parts terrifying and exhilarating to be with him. And I've always loved his story, even though he's obviously a womanizer. I don't support that. But he's a famous Venetian lover who is said to have had quite a reputation with ladies, making even a couple of nuns his very first conquests. He then proceeded to bed women up and down the canals of Venice. And in fact, today, his name is synonymous with a smooth-talking charmer who is a master of finding, meeting, and seducing beautiful women.
Wow. I love the story of Casanova, too. And there's this fun film directed by Lasse Hallström, came out in 2005, and it also starred Heath Ledger, called Casanova. Yeah, it's a fun film, and it embellishes upon the story of Casanova quite a bit, adding romance to romance, I'd say. But then who knows, because Casanova is said to have invented his own romantic reputation, so who knows what the real story is. But this film is like a fairy tale, and it's very charming and cute. And it was filmed in Venice itself, so the shots, the scenes are just wonderful. I bought this film Buon Mercato at a good, very good cheap price in when I was in Rome in Trastevere, and they had a street fair. And Italians have this wonderful industry of doppiaggio, which means film dubbing. And this is great for language learners because you can pick up films and perhaps you're familiar with them that you've something you've seen already in English and have it in the Italian language as well. I love this film, and I've included on the trailer for the movie, which is also the Italian version, in the blog post that is promoting this podcast. In fact, I watched this movie when I was on the plane going to Venezia, and it just got me in the mood. It was so great. And I had people looking over my shoulder saying, "What is that movie? I want to see that movie." So I highly recommend that film.
Absolutely. And Casanova is still just a prominent figure today in Venezia because I was at the bookstore Acqua Alta, which I know Melissa's have been to as well. And the store owner actually told me, like, be careful with the men because everyone's Casanova. And then he asked me on a date after.
Oh, I love that bookstore. That is so great. And you saw the books. They keep them as protected as they can from the high waters by putting them in bathtubs. And they're even gondolas in the middle of going down the middle of the store. And they're just stacked with all these books. And the owner, you would think it would be a big chaos and he couldn't find anything, but you ask him a specific title and he locates it for you just like that. I tested him to see, and he did. It's great.
And I did the same thing because the books literally are from like the gondola all the way to the ceiling.
Yeah.
And they have to climb on things to like get the books out. But I asked for like a funny book. It's not for the owner, but to the guy who works there. And he like walked me around the store a couple times and he was like, this one. Climb on the gondola, grab it from the big pile and just like, this is the one I'm supposed to give you.
Yeah, yeah. I was looking for like Fumetti, the Dylan dog and the Julia. And I looked all over and I couldn't find them. And finally, he came, the helper went and got the owner, and he knew right where to go. And he goes, oh, well, this is why you can't find it, because there's this big stack of other books right in front of where they are. And he moved it and he pulled them out. And so, of course, I had to buy 3 or 4 of those.
Oh, perfect. And as promised, let's discuss some vocabulario per festeggiare Carnevale. Ta-da.
Well, isn't that an adorable song? Il Carnevale dei Bambini, sung by the Italian children. These days in Italy, instead of the more traditional Venetian masks, kids usually dress up as their favorite cartoon characters, or, as they say in Italian, personaggi dei cartoni animati. In just a bit, our friend Martina will tell us a cute story of how her mother dressed her for carnival one year.
Yes, I love that song. It's so cute. And of course, you all picked up a phrase that we have already used. A carnevale ogni scherzo adesso vale. At carnival, anything goes, or everything goes.
And I heard, ti travesti e trucchi come vuoi. You dress up and disguise yourself as you like. Here are some other words that we thought you would find interesting in order to talk about carnevale and Venezia. First off, i corandoli, corandoli, which means confetti. In Italian, the words confetti actually means the colored sugar almonds that are given out as favors at weddings and baptisms. You will use una trombetta, a little horn you blow to make the noise, and sometimes it has a little streamer that comes out. The little streamers that you wave around in the air are called stelle filanti. There are sfilate, or parades, with i carri allegorici, which means the carts or floats that are made from carta pesta, or paper mache. At this time, there are le manifestazioni. Cher used that word earlier in the podcast, which also means public displays or shows, or the lights or street ornaments that you see.
And at Carnevale, you wear una maschera, which means the mask to cover your face. And you also will hear the words il trucco or i trucchi, meaning the tricks. But it can also mean makeup. And the act of putting on makeup in Italian is truccarsi. And during Carnevale, you'll want to indossare un costume, to wear a costume, or travestirsi, to dress in un costume d'epoca, or period costume. You might even wear a parrucca, a wig, in order to ingannare qualcuno, to fool someone.
And did you all know that La Serenissima is also another way to refer to Venezia? In Venice, you will find il canale, or i canali, the canal or the canals. La gondola, or le gondole, are the traditional flat-bottom boats the Venetians designed to specifically meet the conditions, the rowing conditions of the lagoon. Nowadays, there are traghetti e vaporetti that transport people around the canals, and there are also motoscafi, or motorboats. The word remare is the verb to row. In Venetian dialect, they also use the word vogare to refer to rowing, and that's specifically just in Venezia. And il gondoliere is the person who rows the boat. And of course, he sings romantic songs, and it's a very romantic experience to go floating down the canal with un gondoliere. And l'acqua alta refers to high tides or the flooding in Venezia.
In Carnevale is the time for allegria, or happiness, of course. There are many i festeggiamenti, or festivities, and you will find yourself in buona compagnia, in good company, at the i balli e mascherate, the masked balls.
You will also have tempo di spasso e di baldoria, which means you will have time to have fun, or divertirsi, as another way to say that. And you can use spasso. This is a great everyday word in cases like vado a spasso con il cane. I go for a walk with a dog.
Vado a spasso. I like it. And Carnevale is all about i riunioni, di persone che si comportano e vestono in modo poco serio. Or simply put, the gatherings of people who conduct themselves or dress in a frivolous way.
Are you un goloso di dolce? A connoisseur of sweets? If so, Italians have a very special treat that they make just at Carnevale. One of these sweets is called chiacchiere. They are the sweet, crunchy crackers, literally little chit-chats because of the sound they make when you eat them.
I did know that, and they're delicious. They're 5 pieces of dough, which can't be good for your waistline, I'm sure. But fortunately, it's only once a year, so it can't be too bad for your diet. And after all, the days of fasting are right around the corner. It's also interesting to note that this same sweet is called something different in different regions of Italy. So, for example, in Genova, they're called bugie, which means little lies. In Toscana, they're called cenci, or little rags. In Rome, they're called frappe. And in Venezia, in the dialect, they're called galani. But no matter where they are, the recipe is always the same, and Carnevale isn't complete without them.
We're going to include some links to recipes for making chiacchiere in our blogs and in the program notes. I'm also featuring a post in which my friend Juana from Lecce, she's gotten her mother to make chiacchiere, and together they share her mom's recipe and photos of them preparing these sweets. So evidently, the chiacchiere, as they are known in Puglia or the Basilicata, are also popular down in the south, quite a long distance away from Venezia. So it just goes to show that Carnevale is celebrated all over the boot.
Yeah, they're popular everywhere, and hopefully here as well soon, wherever you are in like London or New Zealand or Australia or even the States. Now, allora, adesso vogliamo presentarvi il nostro primo ospite. We would now like to introduce you to our first Italian guest, Francesco Zanchi.
Yes, it's time to hear from Francesco. I met him last year when I was in Venezia, and he led a walking tour of the city for me and my language group. He also took us inside of San Marco and gave us a wonderful overview of the art and architecture of the church. Francesco was born and raised in Venice, and in his words, he says, "I adore my city, and I want to share my passion for this unique place with you."
Now, Francesco is an official authorized tour guide in English, Spanish, and Italian, so very diverse. And let's hear what he has to tell us.
Buongiorno a tutti, sono Francesco e vi racconterò del carnevale della città in cui sono nato e vivo, Venezia. Il carnevale di Venezia è una festa che ha radici antichissime. La prima testimonianza risale addirittura ad un documento del 1094, dove si parla di divertimenti pubblici e nel quale il vocabolo carnevale viene citato per la prima volta. L'istituzione di questa festa è generalmente attribuita alla necessità di concedere alla popolazione, e soprattutto ai ceti sociali più umili, un periodo dedicato interamente al divertimento e ai festeggiamenti. Attraverso l'anonimato che garantivano maschere e costumi, si otteneva una sorta di livellamento di tutte le divisioni sociali. È comunque nel XVIII secolo che il carnevale raggiunge il suo massimo splendore e riconoscimento internazionale. Sono di quest'epoca le avventure che videro protagonista uno dei più celebri personaggi del tempo, Giacomo Casanova, conosciuto come uno dei massimi esponenti dell'aspetto libertino della Venezia di quel tempo. L'essenza del carnevale è comunque il travestimento collettivo. Si fa così tutti parte di un grande palcoscenico mascherato, in cui ci si fonde in un unico ed immenso corteo di figure e colori. Spettacoli vengono allestiti in tutta la città, come i cortei formati da sbandieratori, musicisti e centinaia di figuranti in costume d'epoca, oppure come il concorso per la maschera più bella, oppure ancora come il cosiddetto volo dell'angelo, ossia la discesa dal campanile effettuata da un artista lungo un cavo metallico sospeso sopra la folla sottostante. Oltre agli spettacoli nei luoghi aperti, c'è una miriade di piccole attività e rappresentazioni di ogni genere, presso i teatri e i sontuosi palazzi privati, dove si ospitano grandiose e lunghissime feste con sfarzosi balli in maschera. E come non ricordare i buonissimi dolci che vengono prodotti per questa festa, le frittelle e i galani. Le frittelle sono un impasto fatto con uvetta che viene fritto e ha una forma tondeggiante. Popolari però sono anche le versioni con il ripieno di crema o di zabaione. I galani invece hanno la forma di un rombo e sono fatti da una pastella molto sottile che viene fritta. Non sono propriamente dei dolci dietetici, ma si mangiano solo in questa occasione. Per avere ulteriori informazioni si può controllare il programma nel sito dedicato www.carnevale.venezia.it. Per il momento è tutto. Spero di avervi incuriosito e fatto voglia di venire in questa unica città.
Grazie, Francesco. It's always such a pleasure to hear from you.
Yeah, he touched on a lot of interesting topics.
Yes, he talked about many of the activities going on in Venezia at this time of Carnevale, and he says, il travestimento collettivo, the collective dressing up. In so doing, si fa così tutti parte di un grande palcoscenico mascherato, which means everyone takes a role on the big stage of masqueraders. All the world's a stage and we are all but players. Sound familiar?
But of course. And he talked about also the spettacoli vengono allestiti in tutta la città. And remember that word, allestiti, that our friend Rossella used when she described the Christmas markets in Garda on our first holiday episode podcast. You may remember that allestire means to prepare or to set up. So in this case, he's referring to all the shows and the entertainment that are set up throughout the city. And if you're interested, you can find a link to the Natale podcast and to all of our podcasts in the program notes at iceforproject.co/80 or on Melissa's blog.
Yes, I do remember that word, allestire. I'm glad Francesco used it again. It serves as a refresher to me as well. Francesco also talks about il concorso per la maschera più bella, the competition of the best mask.
He also mentioned il volo dell'angelo, which is, I think Melissa knows a lot about this. Can you explain it to them?
Well, this is an event that is held on Shrove Thursday, the day before Lent begins and Carnevale ends. It has its roots back in the mid-16th century when a Turkish acrobat did something that quite stupefied the Venetians. With only a pole, he walked on a rope from a boat tied in the canal to the top of St. Mark's Tower, and then from there down to the tower, from the tower to the Doge's palace. This was all done as a tribute to the Doge. And it became quite a popular event, which was recreated and repeated for years afterwards. That is, until one unfortunate acrobat fell to his demise in the Piazza of San Marco one year. And after that, the stunt was canceled, at least using real people.
Meno male, I can understand why, definitely.
Yeah, and for a while they were using a dummy body to simulate the flight of the angel. But more recently, it has been brought back with a live person. And I guess due to modern technology, Venetians think guide wires are going to protect a real person and it's safer to perform, obviously. And now the person who gets to brave the zip line is the winner of a beauty competition held the day before this event. And it's called La Festa della Maria and the Girls Parade around Venice. And one lucky gal is selected to make the flight. This year, Il Volo dell'Angelo will take place on Sunday, February 23rd.
Oh, wow, that's soon, for us at least, not for you listening to it. It sounds like, I can't imagine what that looks like or how it feels to just zipline from the tower to the Doge's Palace. Melissa, have you ever ziplined before?
Well, I did do a zipline in the Basilicata called Il Volo dell'Angelo, and it went between two mountains that separate the two villages of Pietrapezzosa and Castelmezzano. Now, after doing that, I think the zip line in San Marco Square would be a piece of cake.
Wouldn't you be scared? I'd be so scared.
Yeah, well, it wasn't that bad. I mean, it was beautiful. The flight went so fast. But the scary thing was at the end when it catches you and it jolts you. I wasn't expecting that, so that was a little awesome experience.
I'll stick to just dressing up in un costume d'epoca. Voglio indossare una maschera e voglio di mangiare le chiacchiere. I would love just to wander about Venice, enjoying the impromptu parades, the street performers, the clowns, and puppet shows. It's also a treat to see how everyone dresses up, in the elaborate costumes, gowns, and masks. It makes for some pretty great photo ops.
Absolutely. The pageantry of Carnevale in Venezia is what makes it so irresistible and world famous. To tell us some more about Carnival and festivities, here is our friend Martina Pugliese. Despite her last name, Pugliese, she is from Rome and is just about to complete her degree in the physics of languages. She's going to tell us about a childhood memory she has of Carnevale.
Ciao a tutti, mi chiamo Martina, sono italiana e vivo vicino Roma. Dunque, il Carnevale in Italia è una festa molto sentita, specialmente dai bambini, infatti già adesso le strade sono ricoperte di coriandoli e stelle filanti. In molte città e paesi d'Italia si organizzano sfilate e giochi. L'evento più importante che conoscono tutti è il Carnevale di Venezia, che è molto famoso, ma in realtà lungo tutto lo stivale ci sono eventi che vengono organizzati, sono magari minori ma comunque molto importanti. Io per esempio quando ero piccola abitavo in un paesino sul mare e ad ogni carnevale si tiene la sfilata dei carri colorati e chi vuole può mascherarsi. Quindi tutta la gente scende per le strade a festeggiare e in particolare i bambini si ritrovano vestiti con le maschere dei loro personaggi preferiti. Di fatto sono più o meno quasi scomparse le maschere della tradizione popolare, però la tradizione comunque si sente e di fatto appunto nessun bambino rinuncerebbe mai a vestire i panni del suo personaggio preferito, quello dei cartoni animati di solito. Ora, cosa posso raccontarvi? Beh, ricordo che una volta, credo che avessi avuto più o meno 5 anni, volevo vestirmi da principessa. Perché tutte le mie amiche bambine di quell'età si vestivano da principessa, forse anche ora lo fanno. Purtroppo per me però mia madre non era per niente d'accordo e siccome all'epoca io prendevo lezioni di danza classica e avevamo fatto un saggio a teatro in cui quelli piccoli come me si erano vestiti da funghi. Quindi quelli più piccoli appunto avevano danzato vestiti da funghi, allora mia madre pensò bene di utilizzare nuovamente quel vestito da fungo riciclandolo per carnevale, così da evitare di comprarmi un altro vestito. E quindi finii per mascherarmi da fungo in mezzo a tutte le mie amichette che erano vestite da principesse. Adesso la cosa già fa ridere in sé, ma la cosa peggiore in realtà fu che siccome faceva molto caldo, fu un carnevale piuttosto anomalo quell'anno, io soffrii molto nel mio vestito da fungo, che era interamente di spugna. Quindi si trattava di stare come in un forno sostanzialmente. Quindi quel carnevale non fu molto divertente, però è sicuramente quello che ora, a distanza di molti anni, ricordo con più piacere.
Grazie Martina, what a great story. It's too funny that her mother, instead of dressing her as a principessa, sent her to carnevale parties dressed as a mushroom.
Yes, she says, volevo vestirmi da principessa perché tutte le mie amiche bambine di quell'età si vestivano da principessa. She uses a descriptive past tense here, the imperfect tense. Volevo vestirmi da principessa. I wanted to dress as a princess. And she goes on to say, si vestivano da principessa. They dressed as princesses.
And then she's on to say, purtroppo per me, però, mia madre non era per niente d'accordo. Unfortunately for me, my mother wasn't at all in agreement.
Apparently, Martina's mother had already made her a dance recital costume, that being a mushroom, how lovely, and wanted her to reuse the costume again. E allora mia madre pensò bene di utilizzare nuovamente quel vestito da fungo riciclandolo per carnevale, così da evitare di comprarmi un altro vestito.
What could she have been dancing to be a mushroom for a dance? I'm so curious now.
The dance of the vegetables? I don't know.
Maybe. Well, unfortunately for Martina, the costume was made from foam padding, and so it made itself a little piccolo forno, like a little oven. Poveretta. Hopefully this year she can go as the cool ice princess from the new movie Frozen on Disney.
Hopefully. Well, I'll have to mention that to her, see if she likes that idea. Chissà. But who knows, maybe her mother back then was playing a trick on her as well. As you know, a carnevale ogni scherzo adesso vale. Well, hopefully this year La Serenissima will behave herself and not play tricks on Carnevale. Who knows when the next Acqua Alta will be. If there is Acqua Alta, Venetians and all the partygoers just might have to indossano un paio di stivali con I loro costumi. They might just have to wear boots with their beautiful costumes.
Well, if it were me, I don't care if it is Acqua Alta. I'll go anyway as long as I'm in Venice. Non ti prendo in giro. I'm not kidding you. But what are you off to prepare for Carnevale?
I'm off to go get one of my Venetian masks. Voglio anche indossare una maschera per festeggiare Carnevale. Even if I can't be in Venezia this year, in spirit I will be dancing along the canals with all the other revelers. Non sto scherzando. I'm not joking either.
Voglio anche festeggiare Carnevale con te e tutti voi. And after we have danced the days of Carnevale, Melissa and I'll be back next month to discuss a new episode.
In which we'll talk about Pasqua, la primavera in Toscana, and some other fun topics, which will leave you in suspense.
Non vedo l'ora. I can't wait for that. Ciao a tutti, ci sentiamo.
Alla prossima!